The intentions might have been good, but the plan is incomplete. That's what the State Land Use Commission told Maui developers Bill Frampton and David Ward last week. After a grueling 11-hour hearing, commissioners rejected a draft environmental impact statement for the project. They said the 4,000-page report did not adequately address potential impacts from the development. Commissioners and residents who testified said they were worried about the effects on traffic, protected cultural sites, and the reef. Developers said the housing project would stop urban sprawl and instead build a community with stores, schools, parks, and a small boutique inn. They said half of the 1,500 units would be affordable housing. But environmentalists on Maui have opposed the project since it was first proposed 10 years ago. They say adding such a large project to the rural area would have significant impacts to Oluwalu Reef, one of the largest and healthiest reefs around Maui. Last month, more than 60 people testified before the Land Use Commission against the project. Public testimony for that meeting spanned 10 hours. It may not be the last we hear of the project. The developers have 60 days to appeal the decision, or they may amend their environmental impact statement and submit it again. From the Maui News, this is Eileen Chow for Hawaii Public Radio.